You're listening to SBS News.
Migrants from more than 40 countries have been formally granted citizenship, with ceremonies in Melbourne's West marking the occasion. Brimbank City Council has sworn in the new citizens on a day many are calling Super Saturday, with the total duration of ceremonial sittings lasting over 10 hours. Brimbank is one of the most multicultural regions of Australia, and Mayor Lucinda Congreve welcomed the marathon ceremonies.
We are conferring 600 new citizens into Brimbank, so we're doing six sessions of 100 each. So we understand that's definitely the biggest that we've ever done in Brimbank. It's one of the biggest Australia-wide ever, and we're really excited about it.
The ages of the new citizens range from as young as 2 to as old as 80, but a common smile was shared by all after being officially sworn in. Filipino migrant Genevieve Shua says after living in Australia for 7 years, becoming a citizen is a dream come true.
A blessing, just an open door for more opportunities and also to contribute greatly to the Australian community, because it's not always just receiving or taking from what Australia has for us, but it's basically giving back to this wonderful community to the most little thing that we can do.
A sentiment shared by Colombian migrant Eliza Perez, who was sworn in with her partner.
Coming here and being called like Australian citizens, you feel something deep inside, being called Australian, being singing the anthem, and then, yeah, being part of the community, as, you know, embraced by you know, the mayor here, and yeah, so many feelings that we feel like part of Australia officially now, so yeah, we're so proud.
While Vietnamese migrant Yen Hai Phan says she is overjoyed to be a citizen after 11 years of waiting.
Australia is my home. I feel like more opportunity, and I'm proud to believe in the culture and build up the community. It's more stronger and people like have food and more friendly.
More than 160 languages are spoken in culturally diverse Brimbank. Mayor Lucinda Congreve says holding so many citizenship ceremonies was therefore what both the government and the community wanted.
The Department of Home Affairs came to us and said, we have a bit of a backlog, can you put some extra ceremonies on? And we said, of course. We don't want people waiting in a queue. Once they've got approval, we'd love to get them done within sort of 3 months at the maximum. We just wanted to make sure that we got through them and that people got their citizenship, because it's really important to them and it's really important to us as well.
This year alone, Brimbank City Council is expected to confer citizenship on more than 2,000 residents, with more smiles and cheers from new citizens still to come. Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.